Good Yomtiv today. We're learning the Rebbe's letters, but it's Yutas Kislev, the 9th of Kislev, the Rosh Hashanah for Hasidus. We're going to have a big celebration. We had last night, and today we'll have in the shul over here. All right, so here the Rebbe is writing a letter to Shazar. He was president, eventually, of Israel. We had a letter before. Here the Rebbe is writing to him another lengthy letter, Baruch Hashem, dated the 28th day of Marcheshvan, Tavshin Tezvav, Brooklyn, New York, to the Honorable. The Rebbe gives him all great titles over here. And Moreinu Shneur Zalman Sheyichya Shazar. Sholim Rav Ubracha. Lots of peace and blessings. And there is missing the first word, the first part of here. And here it starts off. The Rebbe says, as far as the development of the settlement of the Hasidim, the Anash, in the Holy Land. Tibona V'Sikoinen. So the Rebbe says, I have already written in my previous letter, it would be proper for many, many reasons, many main reasons, that the settlement should be close to the place of the existent Kfar Chabad. Apparently, there was talk over there to giving them more land for the Hasidim, but they wanted to move it elsewhere. And the Rebbe was advocating that the additional place that he wants the other Hasidim, for many main reasons, he wants the Hasidim to be next to each other, next to the place of the Kfar Chabad, which is already in existence, but not within it. Should be next to it, but not in it. However, and the Rebbe says, I pointed it out also in my previous letter, if it's impossible otherwise, so then it will be forced to agree to the second point, that there should be a second point, which will be a distant, some distance from the kfar. It won't be next to the village, if there's no choice. But in addition to this, the Rebbe says, we should put an effort as much as possible that the area that is next to Kfar Chabad, about 1,400 dunam, that 1,400 dunam, that should be added to the Kfar Chabad. Because the Rebbe says, it is my strong hope that there will be more settlers in this Kfar. You should take a look at the Kfar today, overgrown, expanded, all over the place over there. But the Rebbe says, as long as you give them the proper condition, it'll grow, it'll flourish. And the Rebbe says, I'm sure you don't need my encouragement, because you, Your Honor, you're the one that, you know, conceived this idea of the village in the first place. And you were one who took a very active part in settling it and growing it from the day it was founded. And the Rebbe quotes the saying, when Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Hashem he should take care of the Jewish people after his death. So Hashem says to Moshe, Al bonai upoyel yodai titzaveni, on my children and things that I've done, my hands have done, you're telling me to take care of them? I'm the one that, I'm the one that, they're my people, they're my children. So, as Rebbe is sort of saying, I don't need to encourage you because it's your child, it's your birth child, you conceived the idea, so I don't need to encourage you and tell you how to do and to increase this, extra area to add it to the Kfar Chabad. So, apparently, they were doing some research work, and they wanted to figure out the handwritings of the various Rebbes to authenticate, I guess, some of the other writings to see if it matches up with the handwriting. So, The Rebbe says like this: the actual handwriting, and they actually printed. Be surprised! I don't know. You don't see that many books. There's the Torah Shmuel. Those are the teachings of the Rebbe Maharash. A lot of them come with his handwriting. In other words, it's not a printed book. They printed the handwriting. But the Rebbe says the actual handwriting is something which is unique to the handwriting of the Rebbe Maharash. And the Rebbe says further, apparently there was a book of Hasidus by the name Varfel. I'm not sure what that is. The Rebbe says, I don't have that book. And that's what I don't know which handwritings did he publish in his book. Because apparently he had published the different handwritings. But the Rebbe says, I do suspect that the handwriting of the Mittler Rebbe, for sure he must have taken from that which was printed in the Hatomim. I'm going to make a guess that he probably made a collection of different handwritings of the different rabbis, and the Rebbe is saying, Rebbe says, I suspect that the handwriting of the Mittler Rebbe he took from the handwriting that has been published in the Atomim. That was a publication that came out in Warsaw over there, in which he discussed the Mittler Rebbe about settling the settlements, you know, the Jewish people under Tsarist Russia were not allowed to live in the big cities, in the capital. They had to go in some of the outskirts. They weren't allowed. And the Mittler Rebbe settled these settlements to have for the Jewish people so that they can be together and have a minyan and different things. And that was some of the letter over there. But the Rebbe says, in my view, that's not so reflective to the handwriting of the Mittler Rebbe. And the Rebbe is attaching a picture of one of the letters of the Mittler Rebbe. I guess he was trying to compare them. The Rebbe says also the handwriting of the Alter Rebbe, today Yutis Kislev, Alter Rebbe's holiday, Rosh Hashanah, that I saw their picture in various different books, different places. So the Rebbe says there's almost no difference between them. So the Rebbe says, therefore, you can use that which you find in this one's in his book, in the Sefer Chassidus, I guess, of Varfel. As long as it's almost... No. The Rebbe says, especially, the Rebbe says that it's... I'm almost sure that must be a copy of the letter that the Alter Rebbe wrote to the Boise Meislish. Over there was an interesting... thing going on. There was the head of the community in Vilna. He was came the Chosid, Ramel Refoils. He was like the head of the community over there. And one of the Chasidim, they were very upset, you know, with the antagonist, with the Mesnagdim, that caused them a lot of problems. So some of the younger Chasidim, they weren't happy with the approach of some of the elders, so you're going to call them hotheads, and those who the younger people, they didn't want to tolerate so much from the opponents, and they said you should give them back, you should take a stronger stand. But this Ramey Rafoz, who was the Rosh HaKol, he took a stand of more laid back, not to give back, try to make it peacefully, to work it out. So this Rav Moshe Meizlish, he sort of came out or said things in which he sort of was disrespectful to the Reish HaKol. So to Rav Meir Falls, he was disrespectful to him. So the Rebbe wrote a letter to Rav Moshe Meizlish. He told him to ask, the Rebbe asked him to ask forgiveness, that he should, and during the wedding of the Rebbe, which we just celebrated on Yudal Kislev, the Rebbe gave a gift to all the Hasidim that came to the wedding, and the Rebbe says, in connection with my wedding, he gave them that photostat from the letter that the Rav Moshe Meizlish, that Alter Rebbe wrote to Rav Moshe Meizlish to go and ask from the rabbi, asking forgiveness. Now, the rabbi says that seems to be that letter, so you can use that. The handwriting of the Tzemach Tzedek and my father-in-law's father, the Rebbe Rashab, them you can find in Shalos Tshuvos in Tzemach Tzedek Chelik Aleph and Kuntzei Eitz Chaim. I asked the Anash to provide it for him. Basically, he was needing all these handwritings to compare or to find out. The Rebbe was, and he was trying to see if he can use these other ones from his Sefer to do that. All right, anyways, the Rebbe says, for sure, as is your good tradition, that you will make an effort, a gift, for the kvar, for the village. In other words, he had a lot of pull as a part of the government. He says, make in association with the festival of the Geula of Yitzhak Kislev, to give a gift to the kvar Chabad. In the olden time, in the past, you gave them electricity. I guess they didn't even have electricity over there at kvar Chabad. So he brought them a gift that he brought for them, electricity. So the Rebbe says, I hope you'll surprise them again with a similar gift as such, you know, bring them a gift for something. Especially that they wrote to me that you had visited the kfar, the village, at length, and they also have presented you with a notes of several points, and as I saw it in the copy they sent me, I guess they needed a lot of things in the Kfar Chabad. They were establishing themselves. So the Rebbe says, give them some sort of a gift in honor of Yitzhak Kislev. So the Rebbe says, I don't know if what I'm going to tell you now was what you really had in mind when you gave me a gift, the collection of brachos u'tfilos, a collection of blessings and prayers. It's called the 100 brachos. You know, a person is supposed to say 100 brachos every day, 100 blessings. So there was a publication that he gave to the Rebbe as a gift called 100 brachos. But the Rebbe says, I don't know if you meant it, but certainly, even if you didn't mean it, there is divine providence. Because this is sort of a siddur that was printed for those anusim, those hidden, the moranos. Maybe it was even printed by the moranos. After they came to a place of relaxation in which they can conduct themselves in their true will, in the day-to-day life, openly. They were no longer under the Inquisition. They were no longer under threat. And they came to a place where they could practice their Judaism. And that is the booklet that you have. They published this. And they added several prayers, which apparently can only be found in a collection like such, that comes from the Moranos. So from time to time, when I look at this collection, and then the memory is renewed, I Rebbe says, that who brought it to me, a person, a man, whose main occupation is in the field of education. The Rebbe is talking about Shazar. I take a look at the gift when I look for it from time to time, and I remember who is the one that brought it to me. It was Shazar. And so every time it brings up by me the idea that each one and one, and also a certain measure, and sometimes an important measure, is also like the Muranos, is like against their will. And a lot of times we do things because of the environment. It's forced upon us by our surroundings, whether directly or in indirect ways. So in other words, our behavior sometimes is not really what we want to do or we want to be. Sometimes it's sort of imposed on us. Or maybe, as the great teacher, the Rambam, writes in Hilchos Gerushin, sometimes we are forced from our Yetzer Hara, our evil inclination. Every Jew really wants to be part of the Jewish people and wants to do all mitzvahs and wants to stay away from averus. That's the real desire, the want of every Jew. So, what is the job of an educator? Is to free up the one who's educating and the one who's being influenced from all external impositions that are forcing a person to free them, and certainly to help them from any inner things that are pushing them, and to have his inside and his outside together so that his outside, what he does, should be what he really wants to do. In that case, when you're educating, that's the only way the child will grow. Sometimes Rebbe says a child could be in years. If you're educated, you're not educated, then you're like a child. Or a child in knowledge, you know. Either a child in knowledge or a child a child in years or a child in knowledge. So we have to take away so he can live his life, a lucky life, without being torn and constant wars between one inclination and the other inclination. In the language of Hasidus, between the Nefesh Elikis and the Nefesh Abahamis. So, and the Hashem's measure is measure for measure, which means that through this act of the educator, so also the one who's educating, it makes it easier his own war that he needs to wage. I think what the Rebbe is trying to tell him is, you know, as an educator, you gave me this book. You know, a lot of these children, a lot of these people, a lot of things comes because they don't have either the means or they don't have the education. And the Rebbe is probably talking to him as well, you know, coming from a Hasidic background, but he maybe didn't live a lifestyle of a Hasid, of a religious Jew. And Rebbe is saying that, you know, the job of an educator is to be able, and Rebbe says this book comes from the Muranos, sort of people that were, it was forced upon them that they weren't able to observe Judaism. But the idea is the educator should take away all the obstacles from the inside, from the outside, so they should not always be conflicted and always have to fight and always have to battle and everything. That way, he'll have a lucky life without struggles. And Rebbe says, I guess that he should and the Rebbe says, maybe the idea of what he gave it to the Rebbe is in order to be able to work towards that avenue of removing the inner obstacles which sometimes in the way, and your inside is not like the outside, but in a way to work them all together. Rebbe is hinting here more than he's saying, very direct. And the Rebbe is also giving him the booklet, which is the index to the Alter Rebbe Sefer Torah Oir, which also coincide. They just have brought it now from the printer. All the copies and the booklet, the Rebbe said, were sent separately. The Rebbe ends off with honor, with respect and blessing. Looking forward for good news. So he had a lot of influence, a lot of ability. So the Rebbe wanted him to help with the development and of getting more place for Chabad. The Rebbe said better to be together. But in either way, that piece that they were talking about to incorporate it, make it part of the Kfar Chabad. And then the Rebbe goes through the whole thing about the handwritings, where you can find the authentic handwritings and what it's what. I'm not sure what that was. Rebbe says, just like last time, last year you came for Yutis Kislev, you brought him a gift, electricity, bring him some sort of a gift now. And the Rebbe said, they've delivered you several paragraphs with needs, I guess. Give them a gift from that. And the Rebbe brings too about the whole idea of that booklet that he got that is like looks like a sitter of the Moranos, because and the idea of being forced and not being able to practice. And the Rebbe says that's the job of the educator, is to take away a yid, as the Rambam says, wants to serve Hashem. Sometimes there is a external or internal interferences, and to try to remove those to be able to live a happy and a lucky life. Rebbe concludes with blessing, with honor, and looking forward for good news. A powerful letter. Wanted to point out that somebody pointed out to me that we should not really use the word Moranos because it has a derogatory name, and that today they use the word conversos. And of course, in the Rebbe's letter, they're called Anusim. So I'm not going to redo the whole letter, but that was an error. I was unbeknown to me the meaning of the word Moranos, but we should not be probably using that word. The word is Anusim, people that were forced against their will to hide their Yiddishkeit.